Today's meditation for June 7th, 2017. No more fearful sowing. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 through 15. Imagine if this widow woman had not listened to the words of the prophet. This story would have ended much differently. If she would have allowed her fear to prevent her from sowing, the plan that she had for her and her son would have most likely succeeded. The fear of sowing is a lack of trust in God. When God instructs you to sow, He's trying to move you into another flow. But if you're always fearful to let go of what you have now, you'll always stay on the same level. When the Spirit of God leads you to sow and you don't sow, you're only stealing from yourself. To get over the fear of sowing, you need a revelation of God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, salvation, the gospel, the kingdom, and righteousness through the Word. You must get out of the fear of sowing, and you must get in the faith of sowing. You cannot sow without faith. When you're sowing, you must have the mindset, "I don't have to make this happen. God is going to make this happen. This seed is going to do just what God says it will do because I obeyed Him." So rest your little nerves. It's not you doing it anyway. You are in the ark like Noah, the ark of obedience, the ark of willingness. The floodwaters can't take you out. Even if everybody else is drowning, you will always have more than enough as long as you continue to sow.